Well, first of all, Austin, I think the nerves were setting in just as the minutes ticked down to the race. And then, you know, you tend to settle down a bit then as the race starts. And we saw Killian Green get off to a brilliant start. And, you know, we did actually start to settle down a bit. And then when he handed over to Phil Healy in, I think, just about first place, she took it through to third. Sophie went on and I think handed over to Christopher in fifth. And we were off our seats beside the television at that stage. And we just were so proud to see him take the baton, bring it home for Ireland, finish in, at the time, a fastest qualifier position. And then to see a couple of minutes later, the big cue for the qualification on the screen, after it was confirmed, they officially qualified for the final. I'll let Heidi tell you what happened after that.
Oh, hi, Austin and everybody. Yeah, it was so exciting to watch it. Just absolutely amazing. We're buzzing here in Grange. And yeah, when we realized it qualified, we just, let's jump off our seats, shouting for joy, ran up and down Newtown here in Grange with flags flying, just released some of that, just
energy.
Energy, yes. So yeah, we're buzzing. Fantastic, absolutely on a high.
Yeah. It's a good job in the middle of the night because we would have woken up the whole shouting.
Yeah, well, I'm just listening to the energy from the two of you. I can imagine in the O'Donnell living room, the two of you shouting at the telly. I mean, it's hard not to become deeply involved with a race like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it does become very emotional, and you're thinking of the athletes as well, you know, because they put in so much to get to that stage, mm-hmm. and for those athletes to perform in the way they did.
Yeah.
For their country.
Amazing.
You know, we were speaking to them, speaking to Christopher a couple of days before, and the mood in the camp, the bonding was just fabulous.
We weren't just on our own, by the way. His proud sister Carla was with us, and we, my brother Matthias and his wife and two boys from Cavan. So we had some support here, which was lovely.
Well, that's for sure. And these moments are all about family. And look, folks, as mum and dad, I know the two of you know more than anybody else all that Chris has done to get to this point in his running career, and why we see all the great moments, the European Junior Finals, and when he's running PBs in Lucerne and getting a scholarship in Loughborough, and that's all terrific. There is the morning in, the morning out, the up good days, the not so good days. We spoke to him just before he flew out to Tokyo. And while he was talking very positively, you could sense underlying his nagging frustration that he didn't make the individual 400 as well when he's running so well. And that's just the nature of elite athletics. So is this run today cathartic for him in terms of what he's achieved to make an Olympic final?
Absolutely. From a young age, Christopher was a very determined lad. You know, he knew what he wanted, and he worked so hard. I mean, from a young age up until now, and to reach this utopia of an Olympic final is just, you know, something else.
The dream come true
for Christopher. There's no doubt about it. And he's 23. He's got at least another two Olympics ahead of him. Yeah. The qualification system for the individual event was extremely complicated, but I can tell you that Christopher's performances this year and his times, you know, are more than worthy of being on that stage individually as well. It's a new system, and mm-hmm. you know,
roll on, Paris.
Well, indeed. Well, finally, Heidi, what are you going to be like watching the final tomorrow? If you're like this today for the semi-final, Philippa, are you going to have to strap her down to the chair there in the living room tomorrow lunchtime?
Yeah, I think so. I think today might have been a little bit worse, to be honest with you, the first time on the track.
And exciting.
From a nerves perspective, and I'm hoping we'll be a bit more settled and calmer tomorrow. But I know it's an Olympic final, but at the moment we're...
Yeah, Cam doesn't come in.
We're just so delighted they're there and so much looking forward to tomorrow.
I know, yeah. And thanks to everybody out there. Such huge support they've given Christopher and us. It's just amazing. And yeah, we just like to say...
Yeah.
Yeah, a big thank you to everybody.
Yeah, it takes a community, it takes a region, it takes a country.
Yeah.
But here in Grange over the last 2 months since the team qualified in July and in May and Mona qualified, the support is second to none. And you know, we're just overwhelmed, you know, with the support in the area. It's fantastic.